there's so many things. This is, hey, we're really truly taking them behind the, you know, scenes here.
The curtain.
We're looking at.
Welcome to the Business and Pleasure of Flowers. We're your hosts, Fonda LaFever
and Lori Wilson. And we believe that business and fun are a perfect combination. Kind of like us, Fonda.
Good day, clickers. We're so glad you joined us today. Here I have a special guest because Lori is away, actually going home today from Gliffy. Her and Ellie had a long weekend at Great Lakes Floral Association. Before that, they were at Next Gen SAF in San Diego. So they've been on a long trek. And so I am blessed to have Cami Martin with me today. Hey, Cami.
Happy to be here. Yes, I'm also ready for Lori and Ellie to be off their whirlwind tour and back with us. But I know they've been busy and having a great time and meeting new people and old friends. It's been good. Excited to have them.
Yes, I'm with you. It's exhausting, you know, to be on the road that long, weekend, right?
Each weekend, like they're going to need some time to recoup.
Ooh, I agree, man. But we're ready for them to be back. So what we have spent the last week and a half is really kind of powering in on Mother's Day. Gosh, there's so much to get accomplished. And I thought, you know what? It would be great to be able to share that with our clickers because maybe they're behind the eight ball. Maybe it's like, oh gosh, we don't think we need to start Mother's Day for a while. And the truth of the matter is we started in January, you know, doing those preparations.
Yeah, with photo shoot. And I mean, we'll just get into all of it. I love this idea. Give them like a behind the curtain peek at what we're working on, and then maybe it'll inspire them of what they could be working on. And then if they're already a Flower Click member, then they'll just rest assured of what's coming, right? Actually, like the end of this week.
Yeah, end of this week. Yeah, it's really our goal to have the information to our members a minimum of 7 weeks prior. We're shooting for 8, but that's coming up pretty quick here, so we'll see. How long have members been asking for this, though?
Honestly, it started like the week after Valentine's Day. People started asking, and I was expecting it. And then when I give them the answer of we'll have it to you by early March, they're usually happy with that.
You always know it's coming. So that's why you start pushing Ellie and I in January to have the photo shoot so that when we get through Valentine's Day, you have a date that you can confidently tell them we'll have things ready for them.
Yes. Yes. I think every time I get on here, if I'm talking about the website at all, I'm always saying you should make your website match your in-store specials. So you tell the customer what to buy. You show your menu on your website. So we start there, you and I. I mean, of course, we start with the photo shoot, but we have to know the end goal of what we want to feature now so that we can tell the customer what to buy. And that's what we've been looking at. We've been looking at what to feature on the website, what are going to be our specials for Mother's Day. And then we can work backwards, right? But we start with the end goal.
We start with the end goal. We actually started with last year's look for Mother's Day. And then we're like, okay, what needs to be changed from what our members have inquired about or suggested, and what we know is a little bit trendy because we want to make sure there's something a little bit different. And you're right, we have to have the end goal, because if we don't have that end goal first before we start our photo shoot, then we could end up with not having anything that we really needed.
Right. Exactly. So we look at that, we're projecting what's going to be on trend, looking at all of that. We come up with the end goal, and then we work backwards. Okay, so then knowing all of this, then this is the tool that you need for inventory ordering. These are the containers you're going to need. These are the flowers you're going to need, right? So that's where we're headed.
And that's why people are wanting it so soon, is that I always go, my gosh, it's only the middle of February. What do they want Mother's Day for already? But that's it.
Literally had an email this morning from a member that said, my wholesalers are hounding me for my orders. So pre-orders and those kinds of things, just, you know, to get it in. And so they can start projecting. It all rolls downhill, you know.
It does. Jeez. I think what's hard to understand a lot of times for a shop who's maybe never done this before is that you have to create the recipe before you actually make the design. And I think most of the time designers are like, oh, I'm just going to make something pretty and then we'll recipe it out and see how much it costs. Mm-hmm. Works great if you're not worried about certain price points. But we know that we have to shoot for certain price points for every single consumer, which gives us a wide range. And in order to do that, you have to make pretty much 80% of that recipe before Ellie and I start making the designs or do the photo shoot. So 80% do the design, do the photo. Then after the photos are there, then I can look at those and correct the recipes, whatever we had to make in, any little tweaks on those.
It's funny because I'm smiling as you're saying this because I'm going to be honest, we've done it wrong before, right? I mean, at this point now, you're an expert, but there have been years past where we finish a photo shoot and we're like, oh, shoot. Where's our $79 design? Where's
exactly
$8 design? Where's our $59 design? And you've become really hyper aware of that. You and Ellie have gotten that down to a science. And now we're like, okay, there's our 79. There's our 59. There's our, you know, and so so you are still meeting the needs of your customers.
Because Cammie would say to me every time, where's this?
But we start to fill out our Mother's Day category or our homepage and we're going, what about $59 client? You know? And so we've gotten really good at it though, I will admit, because you're working backwards. You're looking at that from the beginning.
Yeah. And you're right. I didn't used to, but we've made those corrections for sure. Mm-hmm. So then once we see the images, photo shoot's done, look at the images. There's so much to do at that point. I mean, Ellie sends them away to be clipped, come back. She has to do some color correction because maybe something wasn't quite right. And it's really the key is to make those designs the most attractive and desirable for the consumer who's looking online.
Yes. So the color correction, all of that. But then there's also times when we'll get it up on the website and it looks dwarfed, right? Or it looks huge. That happens where it's like a $59 cylinder, more compact design, and it looks huge next to the $200 one. So those corrections that we go through, you know, even as having done how many photo shoots that you guys have done,
absolutely,
still sometimes we'll go, oops, got that one too big, or oops, that one has a lot of willow coming out of it or foliage, and to fit in the little website square will look smaller than it actually is. And so we have those adjustments. So these are all things to consider. I had a lady ask me the other day, she did send me some of her own photos, and she said, why does it look small? I said, well, it's got these extras that are coming out and I can cut those off and make it bigger. But if you want those to be included, it kind of makes your design look small. So that's something to consider too. And
it is.
Be careful about.
Yeah. And that's a really good point because I used to love to use Curly Willow in everything.
Yeah.
But now when you do Curly Willow, it really can't shoot out the top. You just have to have it very dwarfed in there. Mm-hmm. And then of course, as a designer, you can extend that line when you're making the design, but the consumer doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
It looks teeny tiny. You know?
Almost like knock their socks off when they actually get it. You know, that makes.
Yeah.
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 So,
but you made a point about the different sizes. And I, as you know, look at probably thousands of websites to take a look at what we want to make sure we're doing right and what not to do. And you go on websites and you're like, oh my God, this $60 arrangement looks like it should be $200 because it's so much larger. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's full of flowers. And you have to look at it through the eyes of a consumer, not through the eyes of a designer.
Right.
Which is really tough to do sometimes.
Right. Also, as they're coming up with designs, since we're still thinking of that, a lot of our shops love that we keep them all around. You know, it's mm-hmm. not just that one-sided, one-dimensional design. That's something to consider when you're coming up with that recipe and taking the photo.
And remember not to put all the flowers to the front. Mm-hmm. If you're doing an all the way around design, people truly can't see those flowers all the way around. Mm-hmm. And with the exception of like roses, if you're doing 12 roses, the customer wants to see 12 roses. You can't show them 6 roses and say there's 12 in a vase because they're not getting that, right? They're thinking something's not right. But there are most things that if you're doing an all-around design, be sure and have some flowers in the back that you're counting in your recipe and you're counting in your pricing, that it makes sense to have it that way. So yeah, very good point.
And I haven't told you this, but a lot of times when I'm showing a new client the recipes, they love that we do that. And they'll say, oh, I see that little sunflower peeking out the back. they'll see it. They're designers. I will see it, you know, but they also like that they're going to send something out that is all around and their customer's going to like. So I hear that.
Right. Oh, that's good. No, that's really good.
I haven't given you. Just heard it last week.
Nice. Okay. So now I've got my images. They're look like they're going to be great on the website, but now this is where we throw you in, right? Now you have to do a name, a number, and description. Woo. That's really a hard part, Kim.
Well, it's become increasingly difficult because our library is so large. We have 2 libraries, you know, and it's like, have I named something Cotton Candy Clouds yet? I don't know. You know, and then this year, so we have a beautiful design, let's say Cotton Candy Clouds. I don't even know if that's what we ended up naming it, but we have something like that. And then we thought, you know, that's good for year round, but let's give it a good Mother's Day name too, because we know that names sell. And we were always we're listening to our florists, and we know what sells. So many things sell based on the name. So we named it 2 names.
You have one named My First Love, My Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, there you go.
That's totally be a bestseller.
That's totally would be my son. Tyler would do that. He's like, oh, of course, that's it.
That's the one. Or we have one called Blooming with Gratitude, you know, and it might be something else the rest of the year. But it's going to be a big seller. We named them like that. We also, as we're describing them, you have to literally describe the arrangement. You need to for several reasons. But we're also trying to add some keywords in there. There's a lot of things to consider when you're doing your own photo shoot, but having a description that describes the arrangement also can maybe grab if someone's searching florist in city, you know, and then that leads them to your site, right? Because of some of those keywords. We're done with that. Check it off the list, right? We've got the descriptions, we've got the names, we've got them coded, we've got them sized correctly. Looking at them on the website now next to each other, then you and I decide how we want to lay them out in the Mother's Day category. So
right.
We're looking at, okay, there's so many things. This is, we're really truly taking them behind the, you know, scenes here.
In the curtain.
We're looking at color balance. So where your eye goes on the page and it needs to look pretty, we're looking at giving plenty of options. Like, is there a $59? Is there a over 100? Is there a 99? You know, we're looking at price options. We're looking at styles.
I think the styles, the colors, the prices, because we want to be able to accommodate all moms. I mean, like, I look at your daughters, and if they're looking on a website, we want something that the young audience would want. Now, maybe they're not the ones who are purchasing, but they're looking on there with their dad, right? And going, oh, mom's going to like this. Now, Matt, he might like something else, but you know, you look at those things, and my sons are going to like something different than your family would. I would want something different for my mom. So then you're looking, okay, color balance, styles, age groups, you know, different parts of the United States, you know, all of those things kind of like play into, okay, where are we going to place these designs on the website without having too many? Because we know the paradox of choice, we don't want to paralyze them. We want them to go, oh my God, I love that one. That's the one I want.
Yep.
And, you know, click and buy.
So we're looking at it from the customer's perspective, always. We are always doing that. But then we also have to take into account inventory, the designs that you actually can feasibly make and mass produce kind of thing. So that's another thing is we're like, okay, we've got maybe the standard version in one row. And then a couple of rows down, we've got the super premium version of that same design, and then a couple rows down, the deluxe version. And from the customer's point of view, they don't necessarily see, oh, that's a smaller version of that same arrangement. They don't see that. But as the florist who has to pull from their inventory and they can't have everything under the sun at all times, it just makes total sense. And that's what we're doing too, is we're orchestrating. That's a good word. We're orchestrating.
Like that.
That just came right out. Orchestrating, like, okay, to make this consumer friendly, but also very florist friendly for them to be able to pull off Mother's Day.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Orchestrate. That's our new woes for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it.
And the other thing we want to encourage you, if you're doing your own photo shoot, you're getting things ready for your website, don't only put things on there that you like. That's something that you can really get into a trap. It's like, well, but you know what? I don't like that. Or my customers won't buy that. Well, if you don't want to expand your customer base, keep it the way it is. But if you're looking to encourage new customers to come to your shop, try something different. It's just one space on your website. It doesn't hurt to have that on there for them to look at and go, wow, I've never seen that before. I think I'll try it. So that's my encouragement, is don't cut yourself off of something that might be a bestseller that you don't know because you weren't willing to try something.
I got to hear it firsthand from our members in our shop talk about 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
it was about the totes that we've started featuring. We've done a few shoots when we did some for Christmas, Valentine's Day. They're very on trend. If you look at other sites or other florists and such, they're on trend, but it's different. It's not a glass vase. It's not a cube. And so some of our florists have embraced them. Some of them have come about it slowly and said, okay, I'll give it a go. And then I got to hear the feedback from many of them in our shop talk, and they were just saying they were flying out of the cooler. They were easy to design out of. Now, there are still some that are hard nose, and that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Those that tried it, they're keeping on. They're like, what are you doing for Mother's Day? Are you still going to feature some of those for Mother's Day? You know, and so it is good to just take yourself out of your comfort zone every now and again. The same is true for price point, right? You've always said it. It's the same type of thing. Don't sell out of your own pocket, right? You're going to have someone that comes in and wants to spend $300, and it always kind of takes you back. You're like, oh, okay, you know, but you
won't exactly
for that price point. The same is true for the designs you're showing. It may not be your style. And then I'm not going to say which design it is, but there's one on the Mother's Day that Vonda isn't a huge fan of. And I'm not going to say which one it is, but I love it. I love it. And I'm always like, rooting for this little guy. I'm like, I like it, Rhonda. Let's keep it in there. And she's like, okay.
I'm like, no. And she's like, yes.
It's always open.
Cami won. It is. It's on there. So just
because you're practicing what you're preaching. Yep. It was your design. It's just, you just sometimes you walk away and you're like, I love that one. But
it was a bestseller last year, actually. I did pull the numbers and so Cami is correct. It's like one of those. So anyway, but okay, so now we have everything finalized. Everything's on the website. Then we bring Ellie in because she is the graphic designer. She's the artist with a different mindset maybe than we have, right? So she's the youthful one that comes in there.
She's the young one.
She's the young one. And so she has suggestions for us as well. Mm-hmm. And at first when that happened, we were a little taken back, weren't we, Cami?
Well, you and I were definitely in our zone. We've done it for 10 plus years together where we come up with this mix and we've just been in this groove. She's right most of the time. And we are open to that feedback, just like we're saying florists need to do it.
Right. So once she comes in there and gets that all finalized, then we turn it to the florist and send them the preview. Here are the containers you need. And we also do a spreadsheet that has each one of those designs with every flower that's in that design. So they can buy our pre-made bundles, or you can do the spreadsheet.
Or both. You kind of build them into the spreadsheet. This is what I always refer to as Vonda's labor of love. Because you don't love doing the spreadsheet, but our members love it. And Vonda, you do it at Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
Right. And because those are the biggest holidays that are hardest to predict, to kind of tally what flowers you need.
And so this is the way I explain it to a new member coming on as they're looking at it. Let me just describe it. She puts the pictures of the arrangements that we're suggesting that they feature. You can kind of see their little thumbprint picture of it. And then they can project how many of that design they think they're going to sell. So if they put 10, then they plug that into a certain column. And then the output then shows, okay, if you're going to sell 10 of these and 15 of these and 10 of these and 20 of these, then these are the exact number of flowers at the bottom of the spreadsheet. It shows exactly how many of each flower they need to buy, what containers they need to buy and how many. And then it also outputs if they buy our bundles or our bouquets, it simplifies that and says, then you need to order this many of the Cosmo bouquet, this many of the Cloud Nine bouquet, right?
Correct. That is correct.
When I show that to our members, they love it. I mean, they love it. And I don't know how long it takes you to create that spreadsheet, Vonda, but it is a huge...
Doesn't matter because, you know, like you said, they love it. And I usually get 10 emails, and which means there are more people who think it. They're like, just so you know, I love this. And I'm like, okay, that drives me. Okay, I got it. I got it.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a great...
I'm in the middle of doing that right now. So just this little encouragement, Cami. Thank you. I will finish it this afternoon and get mix one ready to go. So it'll be good.
Very good.
After you fill out your spreadsheet and you get all that ready to go, send it off to your wholesaler because then you have that pre-ordered, you're ready to roll. Now you can't just breathe easy. I mean, as shops, you know, now we have a little bump with St. Patrick's Day. Easter is somewhat of a bump. You have prom, Passover, admin, Professionals Day, all that before Mother's Day.
Yeah, all of it. Just so much. Yeah. Just gets really busy.
It does. And then, of course, then we have cheat sheets or sales sheets that Lori comes up with, and she talks about it all the time, how you have to train your staff to know how to sell what you have in the store and not just be taking orders and selling other things, right? And then you have to order more, and it's just a terrible cycle if that happens.
Yeah, so we like to create these, you called it a cheat sheet. I think we call it a sales sheet, sales script. We have several different things we've called it, but over the years, that and the designer's resource guide. So, now this is like, this is way we have about 2 weeks until those are done. So that just shows where we are. We've said what we've been doing. Right now, you're working on the inventory spreadsheet that's coming soon for our members to be able to order, because that's what's first. They've got to get their order in. But then there's all those tools, like you said, and sales sheet to have by the phone. So the salespeople are actually selling what's in their cooler, what's on their website. It's that ecosystem that all works together, and just verbiage so that they're not saying, how much would you like to spend on your mom today? We don't want to say that, right? Instead, it's like, how can I put my best foot forward, just like we've been talking about the website. I want to do the same thing over the phone. So we come up with these sales sheets and pictures for them to use, and the designer's resource guide, so that those recipes are readily at their fingertips in the design room. We make it where they can print them and put them in a binder or the plastic sheets or however they want to do that. Some of our shops use those tools as menus to hand to their customers too. So if you've got people in the store, not the resource guide so much with the recipes, but the sales sheet, they will hand those to customers and use those as like, here's some of our specials, and show those. So,
and we've also had some shops take those to Kinko's and have them blown up as posters and on their wall, right?
Yeah, they do. It's like they take crazy. Them and run with them. Yeah.
So I love it.
It's all things to be thinking about now, because it's going to get busy. So
it's going to get busy. Mm-hmm. So let's just put this down in a recap. If you haven't worked on Mother's Day yet, this is the time. You've got a couple weeks before you're going to get really busy with Easter and the rest of the holidays. So this is the time if you haven't already started. So think about the Mother's Day designs. Take a look at the containers that you have in the store. Or if you want to use basic glass, whatever, look at your containers. Think about specific flowers that you want to use or sell well in your area. Now then, you're going to come up with design recipes. You're going to either hire a photographer or make sure that you take really good, clear pictures. And then after you take them, you got to tweak that recipe and price them out. And price is really important. Take a look at the prices that you're going to be paying for flowers on Mother's Day. Not today's prices, but Mother's Day, those little elevated prices. And then you're going to clip the images because it's really important. Cammie, you have this all the time. You need to have clear images, right, on the website.
Yep.
You want to take it from here? This is where you take over usually.
Honestly, Vonda, it's a lot. I keep smiling at you because all I keep thinking is, or you could just call us and join Flower Click if you're not our. This is where Cammie gets salesy because I'm like, that's a lot. It's taking a full team to do all of this. And we have done it all. So, and we still have, if you want to join, if you're not already a member. And then if you are a member and you're listening, which I know we have a lot of members who listen, just know it's being taken care of for you and you'll have it by the end of this week, if not already in your inbox. So
one thing that I didn't cover, and it is on this list here because you remind me of this every time, is when you upload things to the platform that you have to assign add-ons to the product.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's one of the things. And we have to remember that we add it to our calendar. Yeah. For a lot of platforms, if you upload a new image, you have to then go in and say, okay, make sure to have chocolates and balloons and plush and all of that associated with it. That is another thing that, especially at the holidays and like Mother's Day, I'm sure shops will bring in special things. Like they'll bring in special little cakes that they're going to sell, or special little chocolates, special candles, anything like that. You need to make sure you have all that worked out and added to your website.
Now you have the add-ons, and like you mentioned at the very beginning, make sure you have the flowers on your website that you're selling in the store, because that is your menu. And then just run with it. Get your staff ready, and you're going to set yourself up for a very successful Mother's Day. And we're going to cover this again, but I think this is the time. You've got a 2 to 3 week period that everyone, clickers, let's get ready. Make it a great Mother's Day.
100%. Love it. It's good advice.
Thanks for joining me, Cammie. It's been great to have you here with me today and share all your expertise with our clickers.
Yeah, I loved it. Took them a little bit behind the curtain and even shared some of the mistakes we've made before, right? That's good.
Exactly. They can learn from our mistakes.
Learn from our mistakes. Yep. Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed spending time with us because we enjoy spending time with you. If you did, make sure you hit that subscribe button or add the Business and Pleasure of Flowers to your Google morning routine or your flash briefing on Alexa. We look forward to seeing you next week.
So please come back and join us and discover how a bit of knowledge and one small change in your mindset can take you to new levels in your life and business.